USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Still higher than historically average, the unemployment rate in America fell to 11.1% based on a report released by the Labor Department yesterday. It was 13.3% in May. President Trump commenting on yesterday's report from the Labor Department while speaking at a Spirit of America business event at the White House.
The United States economy has added almost 5 million new jobs in the month of June. That's shattering all expectations and shattering all records.
The U.S. Supreme Court is delaying a ruling on releasing grand jury testimony from the Mueller-Russia investigation. The court yesterday blocking a request from the White House to see grand jury documents from the former special counsel's Russia investigation. And this is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by June 30th. You can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Top congressional leaders got a classified briefing yesterday on reports that Russia put bounties on the heads of U.S. soldiers in Afghanistan. U.S. House Speaker Democrat Nancy Pelosi's reaction after getting the briefing, she said protection of U.S. troops should always be a top priority.
We expect the President of the United States to give them that same force protection, that same priority. And we are disappointed that that has not happened.
President Trump has called the reports fake news and a hoax. Pelosi said the president should spend more time reading his daily intelligence reports and less time, in her words, planning military parades and defending relics of the Confederacy. As the holiday weekend dawns, there will be many people in the way of some storms, especially in the south, and the north-central U.S. will be sweating in temperatures much higher than average. And this is USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered, from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
Well, there are some very strange parties taking place in Alabama, and USA Radio's John Hunt explains.
City officials in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, are warning that several students are throwing coronavirus parties where people who have the virus are invited to intentionally infect others. The Tuscaloosa Fire Chief Randy Smith said at a city council hearing that these parties have now been happening for several weeks. They said they thought it was a rumor at first and did research and confirmed that doctors had the same information. The state's Department of Public Health said in a statement that anyone who is in violation of the governor's health order faces misdemeanors and fines. A city councilor said that money is collected at the parties and whoever gets the coronavirus first wins the cash. This is USA Radio News.
For the first time in decades, more Americans are likely to see more immigration. The latest Gallup poll finding that 34% of Americans surveyed would like to see immigration increase, while 28% would like to see it drop. 36% say they think immigration should stay at the current levels. It's the first time, though, since 1965 that Gallup has shown people wanting more immigration, outnumbering those backing a drop in immigration. Remember, you can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. That's usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.